Proverbs.
That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And like I say, those are two of my favorite verses in the Bible. Amen. And I try to live my life accordingly. Amen. That the Lord will get the glory out of my life. Amen. Our Sunday school lesson was talking about control of situations. Mm-hmm. Amen. A lot of times we are not in control of situations, and when things happen around us, we panic and we lose focus and we lose sight on who we should be focusing and putting our trust in. Okay, Proverbs 3 and 5 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Amen?
Amen.
In verse 6 it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Let me read that again. Verse 6 says, "In 50% of thy ways."
In all thy
all
ways.
All thy ways.
Okay.
You said Proverbs chapter 3, right?
Proverbs. Proverbs,
not Amen. Not 50%, not 75%, but it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him."
Not
99? Not 99 and a
all
half.
All thy ways.
All thy all ways. Ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path.
Amen.
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 And in this verse, we're not talking about Buddha, Sun Myung Moon.
All right.
When we say he.
All right,
amen.
Jesus.
We're talking about our Lord and Savior, yes. Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Going back up to verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding." A lot of times we think that we know the answers to everything. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're listening to people's stories and they're telling you, you say, "Well, if it was me, I would do this." "If it was me, I would do that." But you don't never know what you would do unless you were in that situation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
We can look at somebody else's situation and say what we would do, but Lord, lo and behold, if we was in the same situation, we would not react the way we were saying. Most likely we would panic.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And when you panic, that means that your trust is not in your belief.
Got it.
It says, "Trust in the Lord." Not with some of your heart, with all your heart.
Yes.
And I like the next part. It says, "And lean not unto thine own understanding." Sometimes we don't know. We couldn't find our way out of a wet paper bag, like they would say.
Sometimes I would get lost in that.
If the light was on at the end of the hall and it was a straight line, we'd be bumping into the walls trying to get out.
Seems like
but it says, "Lean not to your own understanding."
All right, amen.
"But trust in the Lord."
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You have to.
"In all my ways acknowledge him." That means that the Lord is able. He said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Even when it seems like things are impossible, the Lord will make a way out of no way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And if we acknowledge him, then he will direct our path. Whatever situation that you get in, and I remember a saying that my mom used to always say, I'm a true believer in that, because I've been up at all hours of the morning, and the darkest hour is just before day. if you had an opportunity to be up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll notice that just before the sun comes up, it gets real dark. So in saying that, I'm saying this, that just before your breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Just before your victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to get dark. It's going to seem impossible. But like in our Sunday school lesson, the tugboat captain went underwater. But he didn't throw up his hands and say, oh, I can't do it. He hung on. And if we hang on to the Lord, we'll come through on the other side.
Amen.
And that's what I'm trying to encourage you to do, is just keep your vision, keep your faith in the Lord, and He will direct your path. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. I just want to encourage you to hold on to the Lord. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how impossible it seems, the Lord knows the end result.
Yes.
And He said that He will never leave us or forsake us.
Thank you, Lord.
And you can take that to the bank.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
All right. Keep